Christians have taken to the streets of the Iranian capital, Tehran, to protest against the desecration of the Quran in the U.S. The protesters said desecrating a holy book is an insult to all religions and contradicts the teachings of Christ. Press TV's Arash Khalatbari has more.
Protests against and condemnation of the Quran desecration in the U.S. on the anniversary of 9/11 continues. And Muslims are not the only ones condemning the act and protesting.
As Iranian Christians, we have gathered here to rally behind our Iranian Muslim brothers and sisters and condemn the act of desecrating the Quran. We respect the religion of Iranian Muslims and want to support them at such times.
These Christians say that they have also been offended by the Quran desecration and consider it an insult to all religions. They took to the streets on September 24th in Tehran to protest against the sacrilegious act, 2 weeks after the Holy Quran was burned in New York on the anniversary of the September 11 attacks.
Our Lord Jesus Christ has also condemned any type of submission to any type of tyranny and any type of blasphemy and offense. And as Christians, as the followers of Jesus Christ, we are obliged to respect our religions and to condemn any type of disrespect toward any religious text, including the Holy Quran.
Priests here believe that the person that burned Quran was not a true Christian.
You can be sure that the person that has done this cannot possibly be a Christian. Jesus said that in the future people will come under my name, but they are only scoundrels. They are wolves in the clothes of sheep, and be careful of them as they are wolves. The person that has done this is the wolf that Jesus had warned about.
Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, issued a statement on September 16, calling the U.S. government and the Zionists, not Christianity, responsible for such an anti-Islamic act. The most recent condemnation came when Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad drew the attention of world leaders to this issue in his address at the United Nations General Assembly on September 23rd.
They burned Quran to burn all these truth and good judgments. However, the truth cannot be burned. Quran is eternal.
Christians and Muslims have peacefully lived together in Iran for centuries, and Iran's Christian community is among the oldest in the world.
Christians have gathered here today to say that the message of Christianity is love and tolerance, and not war and hatred. Arash Khalatbari, Press TV, Tehran.